For Whom the Bell Tolls. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Are you listening? There's that familiar bell. I'm starting to think of it as more like a fire alarm. Because as the markets have gone up and down over the past 11 days, they have been warning the default deniers that they're not going to get the same pass as their global warming cousins. The impact of a default won't be in some distant dystopian future. It'll be here and now. It's sending a message to people like Representative Steve King.
I don't think the credit of the United States is going to be collapsed. We have plenty of money coming in to service the debt. When we stop servicing the debt, that would be default. We're a long, long ways from that.
Well, I'm sure you're a smart man, but I'm afraid the investment community doesn't quite agree with you. And whatever you think about Wall Street, one way or another, everybody's wealth, from the coins in the cup of the street beggar to the retirement funds of 77 million baby boomers, depends on it. And not only has the stock market been sending a message, every financial executive Congress invites to testify says the same thing. Here's a collection of clips, and this is just from yesterday's testimony.
Unnecessarily triggering a voluntary default will result in a dramatic and possibly permanent damage to our economy and markets,
resulting in higher mortgage rates and increasing the cost of buying a home.
The damage of a default will be visited upon every American who saves, invests, borrows, or has any stake in the economy.
It sounds like an episode of Breaking Bankrupt. Except this drama would just be starting. Now this is Dave Ross. Email at daveross.com.